On Instacart, I can shop a huge selection of pet supplies, from that one brush that scratches him just right, to that extra comfy bed he can't wait to flop down in. And I get everything delivered right to my door in as fast as 1 hour. Okay, settle down. I know it's here. Yes, very exciting. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get a free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Our super producer and host, Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City. And you? I don't know where you at, but I'm glad that you're here. You could be on the road getting ready for grandma's house. You could be getting ready for work. You could be on your way home. I don't know what you're doing, but thank you for hanging out. This is where I'll be for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started. Every weeknight, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. Plenty to talk about. Lots. College football playoff rankings have an update. Washington in the top four. Florida State out. Tom Brady kind of put in the mix of everything that we discussed last night after the Eagles beat the Kansas City Chiefs, but Tom Brady had some comments as well. He said the current NFL is mediocre. Like, the players aren't developed. They're not developed coming out of college. He said that the play is mediocre. We're going to get into those comments by Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers has some comments. We got an Aaron Rodgers update. He's getting ready to practice. He is trying to practice in a couple of weeks. This is a man who reportedly tore his damn ACL, and he's ready to practice. Yeah, like Allen Iverson said. Thanksgiving game is upcoming. Andy Reid still lamenting the loss last night and all of the turnovers. The NBA, the play-in tournament still goes on tonight because it's Tuesday and Friday, until the final, which I believe is the 9th. I just left one of these play-in games. Atlanta Hawks don't know what defense is. Pacers just beat them 157-152. I left the game at halftime. The Hawks scored a franchise record, I think, 86 points. It's like 86-73. And I walked out of the arena on the way to the studio and I said, the Hawks are going to blow this game because it's what the Hawks do. And they did. They lost. Tyrese Halliburton, 37 points, 16 assists. Where the hell do they do that at? Trae Young had 38 points. Defense was optional in this game. So we'll talk about the play-in tournament. LeBron James, how about this? Aiming to become the first player in NBA history to score 39,000 points. LeBron is only 5 points away from that. And then we had some big news earlier today. As Mike Tomlin, I don't want to say he read the tea leaves, but he also had enough of Matt Canada, and he gave him the boot as the offensive coordinator of the Steelers. And if you've watched the Steelers lately, that offense has been pretty pathetic. And so you can't necessarily go out there and blame, Matt Canada. Well, you can't blame Mike Tomlin for giving Matt Canada the boot. And so we got a lot to discuss. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. Super producer and host, Dave Shepard. How you doing, man? You good?
I'm doing really well, JR. Thank you for asking, my friend. You know, Pat Bev, getting it done at age 35, JR. Are you watching this instant classic right now?
This is what, between Cleveland and Philadelphia?
This is this in-season tournament, JR, I know you're going to hit on it tonight. This is a massive success.
Yeah, it is. I see little Pat Beverly with the floater. He's not playing too much, you know, or hasn't played a whole lot this season. He's in here closing this game out. I saw the Sixers play here in Atlanta, I want to say on Friday, and he ain't played too much now either. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Patrick Beverly. Like, he does a lot of talking, and he don't do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
He does, and I'll give you that, JR. Two things I'll say to that. One, yeah. He abides by something that you preach, which is defense is not optional. So I know you like him in that regard. Yeah, well. And the second thing is, when you look at what this guy had to do just to start playing in the NBA, the fact that he was overlooked for the first 2 years coming out of college.
Played overseas, everything.
Yeah. And so the fact that basically you knew this guy would literally swim across the Pacific just to get one shot at the NBA, the fact that he has turned that into a 12-year NBA stint is remarkable. And he's an undersized 6'1". So I hear everything you're saying. He talks an awful lot. But how many guys talk a lot and can't hold a candle to what Pat Bev has done, at least at the highest level, at a generous 6'1"?
Yeah, good for him for having a hard-knock life into the NBA.
Exactly.
But he's also one of the most irritating players in the NBA. Like, his talent doesn't match his mouth.
You love him if he's on your team, though, JR.
Who does?
I'm saying, if Pat Bev is on your team, you love the guy. You hate him because of what he does to the opposition.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
All right.
Yeah, I just like, he's an irritant. To be honest, I can't wait until he's no longer in the NBA.
Might be soon.
And then, you know, he can just sit around and do his podcast all day.
Well, something tells me TNT likes going after jackasses, Draymond Green, anybody, so they might employ him next.
Yeah, I know Patrick Beverly does a lot of has he choked anybody yet?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't sucker punched a teammate. Maybe that's coming.
Yeah, possibly. There's still plenty of time here for Patrick Beverly to, choke somebody, punch him in the face, but he certainly doesn't know how to shut up. Yeah, this is a good game between Cleveland and Philadelphia. No, the NBA play-in tournament has been damn good, and we'll see. We're going to blink, and it's going to be done.
It's crazy.
I think the finals are December 9th, I believe.
Sounds about right. How you doing, by the way, JR?
Me? I'm fine. I'm okay.
Good, man.
Just left that game. Just same old, same old. The Pacers are an interesting team, man. A bunch of young guys slapped together, just running up and down the court. It's like, no distinction as to what the team is.
They got a Hall of Fame coach. People sleep on that guy. I mean, he's the winningest active, besides Popovich, he's the winningest active NBA head coach.
What is that? What's the coach name?
Rick Carlisle.
From Dallas as well.
Never gets his due, ever.
Yeah, because he doesn't talk. I mean, right. He gets his due internally. He's the head of the Players Association. Well, he's a head of the Coaches Association. So I want to say that counts for something. He's the head coach in charge and trying to get them their just due. Not that the coaches need it, but, I mean, when you get hired and fired, and why not? I mean, these dudes, the coaches get paid a lot of money. I mean, what's Monty Williams on the Pistons? I think they're 2-11. And Monty Williams is making, I don't even know how much money a year.
Yeah, things are so bad that JR, he's actually missing DeAndre Ayton right now.
Oh, up in Detroit?
Yeah, and we know how, merrily they got along last year, so.
What are you talking about? Drummond? Oh, you're talking about Ayton from Phoenix.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's why he's not there anymore.
Yeah, well.
Because he just could not get along with their franchise center. Ultimately, DeAndre Ayton and the Suns decided to part ways, and they realized Ayton was part of the problem, too. But it's that bad right now in Detroit that literally he would want to coach DeAndre Ayton. It's that bad.
Eh, them checks are going to still cash, though. So
true.
Congratulations to him and all these other coaches making tons of money. And speaking of coaches making money, Bill Belichick's still in the news because he has not found or identified or he does not want to announce his quarterback until Sunday. But we're going to get into him. Speaking of coaches, I told you there's a coach who no longer has his job. He happens to play or not play. He coached in the NFL. Now he has to wait for another job opening, I assume, in the offseason. His name is Matt Canada. And I know all my folks out in Pittsburgh, they are all rejoicing. These fans were chanting Fire Canada at Penguins games. Yeah, I get it. It's the city of Pittsburgh. But what does Matt Canada have to do with a Penguins game? absolutely nothing. You know it's bad when the fans are at a different sporting event, at a different arena, chanting for you to get the boot. He got fired after 3 years. He took over for Randy Finkter. And offense has basically stunk in 45 games. Pittsburgh Steelers, no more, ever, never more than 400 yards of offense. This team just lost to the Browns 13-10. And as a football fan, someone, I click around and I watch all of the games. I don't key in on one. Maybe if it's a good one, I leave it on. But I'm skipping around. The Steelers are one of those teams where I'm like, I'm not watching this game. Like, because I know they're not doing the damn thing. And it's not just a figment of my imagination. The Steelers' offense, it stinks, man. I mean, Najee Harris was sitting at his locker the other day talking about, oh, man, we're bad, and we can't do anything. And he's factually correct. I mean, this season, the Steelers are 6-4. Even with a winning record, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they have been outgained in every game. The other team has gotten more yards than them in every game. They are 28th in points. They're only scoring 16 points a damn game. They are 31st in passing yards. The only NFL team worse than the Steelers this year is the Giants. The team collectively. Think about this. They've played 10 games. The Steelers only have 16 touchdowns. And so after they just lost to the Browns 13-10, Mike Tomlin said, enough is enough. I got to get this guy to help on out of here. Listen to what Mike Tomlin had to say about the decision to get Matt Canada gone.
This is a result-oriented business. And to be short, the improvements were not rapid enough or consistent enough for us to proceed. You got to score touchdowns in this business. You got to win games in this business. And just the totality of it has us where we are today. I just want to see points. I want to engineer victory more fluidly, and points do that.
Yeah, who you telling, man? It's painful watching them try to score. Unfortunately, the Pittsburgh Steelers, I know they're known for defense and hard-nosed football, so you don't necessarily think about them being the greatest show on turf. But at least by the time Ben Roethlisberger got into his latter years, I know, yeah, he was falling apart, they were slinging a rock around. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger was standing around, taking all this punishment, taking all of these hits, standing there while he aired the ball out down the field. And, yeah, some of those dudes were kind of, they were interesting personalities. Let's just say that. It's Santonio Holmes of the world. The Plaxico Burrises of the world. We haven't heard about Antonio Brown in a while. I assume he's on his meds. This current team, Pickett can't get the ball to Pickens. Pickett can't even get the ball to Johnson. Deontay Johnson, this man has scored one touchdown since Ben Roethlisberger retired. Ben Roethlisberger is sitting in his basement right now doing podcasts. I'm not exaggerating. That's what Ben Roethlisberger is doing with himself. So the Steelers, oh, yeah, they needed this. But I hate to tell you, it's not just Matt Canada. Like, Kenny Pickett still needs to be better. I still think about Kenny Pickett, and I say to myself, what a boring-ass QB. Like, Mike Tomlin can't run around for the next bunch of years and just go, well, look at Kenny Pickett. Look at what he does in the fourth quarter. Look how efficient he is. Well, man, efficient at doing what? Not getting the ball into the end zone. We know that much. Kenny Pickett, only 6 touchdown passes this year. I mean, we just saw a dude on the New York Giants in Tommy DeVito. I think he has 6 in the 2 games that he's played? Like, this is pathetic for the Steelers. Their fans deserve better. And sure, maybe Kenny Pickett can't run the ball, but can you get Najee Harris going? And so the Steelers, they got the Bengals up next. And maybe for the benefit of them, yeah, they'll go out there and take on, what's that dude's name? Jake Browning, I think his name is. If I got to think about the quarterback's name, yeah, I'm not all that positive.
You're right, by the way.
Shep, that's his name?
It's his name, yes.
Jake Browning. Okay.
Yes.
If Jake Browning walked, he could walk right by me right now in the studio. I don't know who the hell this guy is.
You know Jake Plummer before you know Jake Browning.
Does Jake Plummer, he got long hair or short hair now?
That's what I'm saying. At least you knew when he played for the Cardinals and he was Jake the Snake, he had long hair.
Yeah. Well, he went from a crew cut to long hair. Yeah, I would know Jake Plummer.
Right.
Don't know Jake Browning. Maybe only his family knows who he is. I think there's a lot of fans in Cincinnati don't know what he looks like either. But congratulations. Good luck to the Bengals. And good luck to the Steelers. Still an opportunity to make the postseason. Maybe they can put some points up on the board. And just maybe, they can improve from being 31st in passing, 28th in points. Maybe they can actually win a game where they have more yards. Maybe Kenny Pickett can produce more than 6 touchdowns the rest of the season. And just maybe, I don't know, maybe the Steelers, their offense can be entertaining to watch. Because they are crap. Matt Canada, not a head coach, but he's certainly someone who got the boot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Matt Canada, he got the boot. I'm going to tell you about someone who got the boot from the college football playoff. We got so much to do, so much to get into. LeBron going for 39,000 points. We're going to hear from Tom Brady. He says the NFL is mediocre. Oh, man, speaking of mediocre, the owner of the New York Knicks, he has more drama. It's just a lot going on, just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to get into Aaron Rodgers' comments about his potential return, his attempt. We're going to hear from Tom Brady. He thinks the NFL is mediocre. We're going to talk some basketball with this play-in. LeBron James going for 39,000 points would be the first player in NBA history to do so. But before we went to break, I told you that the Steelers, that Mike Tomlin finally pulled the trigger and he got Matt Canada the hell up out of there. He is no longer the offensive coordinator and they have given him the boot. Okay, I'm going to tell you in a few minutes as well about the college football team that got the boot from the top four of the college football playoff. I'll tell you that momentarily. Let's hit the phones. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Western New York and talk to Lou. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Lou?
Hey, JR.
How are you?
Listen, I'm not really a fan of the move by Tomlin because it came too late. The evidence was all there last year, and now they still have a winning record, but it was obvious he had to make that move. And he went to the same college as Sean McDermott, and I'm not really a fan of McDermott's either, as you can maybe understand. They're both like run-centric type coaches, and it wasn't working for Tomlin with Canada. Obviously, Canada was just kind of a run-oriented guy. Should have got rid of him last year, but he didn't. And McDermott meddled with Dorsey with the run game, and he had needed a way out with Brady, and he's lucky that Brady seems to have some ability to actually use the talent offensively on the Bills. So,
well, I'm not too upset. And thank you, Lou, for calling from Rochester. I'm not too upset or thinking that Mike Tomlin waited too long or waited a year too late. It's called continuity. That's what it is. It's continuity. I mean, when you have Kenny Pickett and you're trying to establish a system with him, the last thing you want to do is just start switching things up all willy-nilly, you know, out of the gate. I mean, Kenny Pickett has looked average. I know people are looking for this the hometown hero to be the next quarterback for the team. I mean, even before he got drafted by the Steelers, we heard the comments and questions about the size of his hands. And right now, they just look like they're running in quicksand. And so maybe this will provide a spark, but I'm not someone who says, oh, my God, they should have pulled the trigger after one season. I mean, let Kenny Pickett develop and learn something. Let him pick up on the system. I mean, if you want to say that, oh, yeah, they should have fired him earlier in the season, well, damn it, how much earlier? I mean, that's what fans say. You know, fans think about the product on the field, which they're fans, they're watching it. I don't think fans think so much about the implications and the ramifications for the locker room. I mean, for the actual players to actually learn. And I know Najee Harris sat at his locker. He wasn't happy, you know, with the offense and how they were performing. But, man, sometimes you don't just coach for one player. You have to coach for the entire team. And they got him the hell up on out of there. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of someone getting a hell up on out of there, the college football playoff rankings, they were announced a little more than an hour ago. And pretty much things at the top, they haven't changed. I mean, we can still go ahead and take a look at Georgia. We can still go ahead and look at Ohio State. We can look at Michigan. But then, number four is no longer Florida State. We know Jordan Travis went down with that leg injury. His college career is over. He's going to go down as one of the most decorated quarterbacks that Florida State and the Seminoles have ever seen. And I said this last night. We can basically expect for them to get the boot. Okay? And they got the boot, I don't want to say sooner than I expected, but Washington, after they beat a ranked Oregon State 22-20, they jump ahead. I mean, Washington is undefeated. Michael Penix Jr. is lighting it up. This is 18 straight wins. And so now they are finally rewarded for such. And so if you want to talk about a boot, Washington, the last time they went to the college football playoff was 2016. And they're trying to be the first Pac-12 team to do it since they did it in 2016. So the college football playoff rankings, this is the fourth week of it. Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Michigan 3. We know Ohio State and Michigan, they might cannibalize each other depending on what they do this Saturday. And Washington jumps in front of the Seminoles into that fourth spot. At number 6, you have Oregon. And then you start getting into the one-loss teams. You have the Longhorns. You have Alabama. You have Missouri. And then you have Louisville sitting there at number 10. I don't think we got to worry about, you know, any of those teams really, really past Oregon. I think the college football playoff as it currently stands, I believe it'll stick around that way. What happens between Ohio State and Michigan is probably going to have the largest ramifications. I think it's going to be tough for any of these teams to get back in it. And the fact that Washington, they're probably going to beat the brakes off of Washington State, and that they just beat a ranked Oregon State, I think Washington might be sticking around. That's 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Dale is calling up from Birmingham, Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR.
Yes, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
Hey, JR, look, Alabama's going to win out. They beat Georgia. How is it not we get in the playoffs?
I'm sorry? Alabama, what did you say, Dale?
Out. No, I said if Alabama wins out, beats Georgia, how can we not get in the playoffs?
Well, they got two more games in front of them. I think the fact is they have to go out there and do it, and they have to do it in a decisive way, okay?
Well, Alabama playing Auburn is like playing your baby brother. They might be a little sorry, but they going to give you all they got. So that's a tricky little game. But
it's not so much, Dale, it's not so much about Alabama. There are teams that are in front of Alabama. That's the point. So I think you have to – I don't think you can just look at it and go, well, if Alabama beats Georgia, how could we not be in the playoff? It really depends on the other matchups and the other games, in particular what takes place between Ohio State and Michigan. That's really going to have bearing as to who else might actually make it into the college football playoff. That's reality. I know it's real easy to just look at your favorite team and go, if we do this, we deserve to be there. Nah, man, it ain't that easy. I know it's a stupid system to begin with, but teams have to go out there and do a hell of a lot more than that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I told you I just left this Atlanta Hawks game. No defense. Pacers beat them 157 to 152. I think the Hawks had 86 points at halftime. Well, we just had an amazing feat go down in the NBA. And Shep, what happened? LeBron did what now?
JR, man, you hit it at the top. He said he was going to become the first player sooner than later to score 39,000 points. The way he's playing and the fact that he's playing the Utah Jazz, he did that early in the first quarter. And JR, he's going to be the first to score 40,000. He may be the first to ever score 50,000 the way he has been looking in year 21, JR. I don't know if you put that out of the realm of possibility. But
I ain't think about that, bro.
Okay, fair enough.
I start thinking about 50,000. Man, I'm thinking about sprained knees and ankles.
Right.
Hey, 40, if he's healthy this season, he'll get to 40 with no problem. Right now, the Los Angeles Lakers beating the Utah Jazz 29-12. LeBron James needed 5 points to go ahead and get into that 39,000-point range. LeBron James already with 7 points here in the first quarter to go along with 4 rebounds. LeBron James, the first player in NBA history to score 39,000 points. He continues to be in rarefied air as he assaults the record books. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We know no one assaulted the record books like Tom Brady. Tom Brady, not a fan of the current NFL product. We'll get to Tom Brady at the top of the hour. But if you want to talk about somebody else trying to defy Father Time, it's Aaron Rodgers. And Aaron Rodgers spoke to his best friend today, his media best friend who pays him money, Pat McAfee. And Aaron Rodgers gave a timeline to when he'd like to return. And damn it, it might be even sooner than you heard, sooner than you think. We're going to hear it from his own mouth on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I have all the respect for you, first of all, JR. I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. We talked about the college football playoff rankings. We got Washington jumping into the mix. Florida State now out of that fourth slot. Everything above that pretty much stays the same. Michigan, Ohio State, and then Georgia sitting at number one. I'm going to tell you about Aaron Rodgers and his attempted return momentarily. Let's talk to Sean. He's calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, JR. You had the guy call in talking about why can't Alabama be this and that. It's simple. They just need to make it. I don't know where you're going to get a sixth conference, but you take the conference champions, you put them in the playoffs, and that's it. You either win your conference or you don't get in. I know everybody complain about the little guy will get beat up, but there's always that little guy who once in a while makes it through. So why not?
So you want to make up, instead of having a power five, you want to have a power six?
Sure, why not? How many conferences did we have before? I mean, instead of putting them all in the SEC, all in the Big Ten. And
well, I mean,
that's
difficult. That's difficult when we already have a realignment. We got schools joining the Big Ten who operate out of the West Coast. I mean, this is the difficult part.
Crazy.
This is the difficult part about any type of college football playoff. And thank you, Sean, for calling from Maryland. There are just too many schools, man. That's it. There are too many schools. I mean, until we have more conference realignment, I don't know. Are they eventually going to break it down into quadrants? Are we looking at the Northeast? Are we looking at the Southeast? Are we looking at the, I don't know, the Midwest, the West? I mean, what do you do? There's no simple solution. I mean, the fact of the matter is, realistically, the College Football Playoff Committee is not doing a damn thing but looking at BCS rankings anyway, except for they're not calling it the BCS. It's ridiculous. And so even as we get into the expansion, people are going to say, well, what are these teams going to be here for? Well, we got so many teams now. Oh, it's a handout. We're just going to have more ass whoopings in a college football playoff. And it's not even something exclusive just to college sports. I mean, if we start looking at professional sports, it's like half of a league gets into the playoffs right now. Just to keep fan interest going, just to keep teams feeling like they're in the loop and in the mix. And sure, yeah, look at what we just got in Major League Baseball. You got the Arizona Diamondbacks, you have the Texas Rangers. They both make the World Series, and people are going, who the hell are these guys? Oh, yeah, and then the World Series ends up being one of the least-watched World Series, if not the least-watched World Series ever. And so, yeah, sure, let everybody and their mother in. Let some team get hot on the way as the season closes down. Is that really a benefit at the end? Maybe it is. I'm not doing the math. Maybe the gate is so amazing, people showing up. Maybe the viewership and the streaming is so amazing that it doesn't really matter what the actual interest is. And so I think college football is going to be no different. Yeah, let's let 12 teams into the playoff. What are we going to do? Just see a bunch of teams get their asses whooped to start things off. It's unfortunate. Speaking of unfortunate, I don't know if this is a good thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing. Aaron Rodgers kept talking. It's what he does, right? He sits down with Pat McAfee twice a week. He gives his state of the Jets address. He gives the state of Aaron Rodgers address. And now there's conversations about the season. Now, Aaron Rodgers sitting down with Pat McAfee, one of the first things he said is he feels bad for Zach Wilson.
We need a spark, and obviously this was the decision that was made. I feel for Zach. I love Zach. You know, Zach's such a great kid, and I do think he still has a bright future in the league. This has been a tough go for all of us. A lot of times in these situations, there's certain guys that got a scapegoat, and I think there's enough blame to go around a number of different positions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but regardless of what any of the other positions are doing, I think if you've seen Zach Wilson throw a football, you know he sucks. Aaron Rodgers continued on. And so if there's a lot of blame to get passed around Aaron Rodgers, who else do you blame?
So obviously it's disappointing. I have some, you know, personal guilt around the whole thing. I mean, I'm pissed that I wasn't able to play and frustrated that – you know, if I was out there and I feel like I'd be playing well, there would be obviously different narratives around our team.
Man, you turn 40 in a couple of weeks, man. You're going to blame yourself? You turn 40. You can't protect yourself on the offensive line and throw the ball down the field too, man. Come on. What are you going to do, end up being on the receiving end too? You can't do this. Aaron Rodgers, you can't blame yourself. Just trying to sound like a good teammate. And this is the doozy right here. Aaron Rodgers, this man popped his Achilles first series of the game, four plays in. Aaron Rodgers was asked about his future as it pertains to this season. And, yeah, take a listen.
There was a team in 2009 in the Big Apple, well, Jersey, that was 4-6, finished 9-7, went to the AFC Championship game. So, listen, the season is definitely not over. It's not dead. There's a lot left to play for. I'm excited about where I'm at in my rehab.
Aaron Rodgers then continued on and said, give me a couple of weeks. I'm trying to get back to practice. What? What? Like, I ain't no doctor, man. Did this man have a full Achilles tear? And I know a brand new year, it's 2023. I mean, you can cut somebody open and throw a robot in there to stitch them up and the world continues on, right? Who the hell stitched up Aaron Rodgers? Did they throw some magic dust on this dude? How in the hell is he coming back from a blown out Achilles on September 11th? Man, that sucker ain't roll up his leg. Anyway, if he comes back this season, I don't know. Aaron Rodgers might be the Terminator. Or maybe he's that drugged up where maybe he doesn't feel the pain. I have no idea. And I know Aaron Rodgers says he feels bad for Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson spoke today about his benching. Zach Wilson was also clear. I got the boot, and I can't argue with it. Listen to Zach.
You can sit there and, you know, be happy with the progress I feel like I've made, you know, personally, but, like, it doesn't matter if you can't score, you know, and I truly understand that. And it starts with the quarterback, and it's finding a way to get it done, and we're not doing that. And so if you keep doing the same thing, nothing's going to change. So, you know, I understand.
Yeah. Yeah, he got the warning from Coach Saleh more than a week ago. They got to take on the Miami Dolphins on Friday. On the Black Friday game presented by Amazon. I don't give a damn who the New York Jets throw out there. Quarterback, they ain't matching or keeping up with the Miami Dolphins offense. The only thing that might save them and or keep them alive is the Jets defense. And even they, unfortunately, can't go out there and just score and run up a bunch of points. Highly unlikely. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Rolando. He's calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Rolando?
Yeah, how you doing, JR? Happy holidays.
To you as well, man. What's going on?
Today, the San Diego Padres signed a new manager, Mike Schultz.
He was already on the team, wasn't he?
Yeah, well, they promoted him.
Right,
the manager. So he coached the Cardinals before,
and they
made it to the playoffs, but then they lost to the Padres in 2021 and the wild card. I'm willing to give him a chance. You know, we'll see how it goes, but you have to question why the Cardinals let him go even after they made it to the playoffs. Like, was he really a leader of men? Like, was he a good coach? Why did they let him go? So we'll see how it goes. But if the Padres don't make it to the playoffs, then I think that Preller has to go, man, because he's been around since like 2014. And
his fifth manager or something like that? Yeah, he's going through them. And I know you're concerned about the manager, and the manager is the one who has to go out there and massage all of the egos. I think there are larger issues at hand. I don't know if the egos in the room, if everybody even fits together. From Machado to Tatis, I know it's very likely that Soto is already done with the Padres. So how does everybody fit together, and what is the talent, and actually what's going on with the pitching? I think that's going to have a whole lot more bearing for the team improving and actually making their money's worth or living up to that payroll, that salary structure, than anything that Mike Schilt goes out there and does, man. I'd say he's secondary.
I mean, you're right, man. There's a lot going on in the Padre land, you know. And they're going to have to figure it out, man.
Well, let me know if you got a couple billion. I'll chip in and buy the team with you, okay?
Exactly. I mean, these are stars that we got on our team. And if the stars align and they produced, and you never know, Padres could be World Series champions. So Friar Faithful's hoping for the best in 2024.
All right.
We'll see how it goes.
Good luck, brother. Have a good holiday, okay?
You too. Happy holidays.
as well. Don is calling from Birmingham. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good. How about I want to talk to you about Aaron Rodgers and his operation. Birmingham has a couple of big clinics that work on sports injuries.
And they got Dr. James Andrews at the top of the heap, yes.
Okay, well, I know a friend that works in that. He's telling me probably what they did was they cut a muscle out of your thigh. Those are the strongest muscles you got in your body. And instead of stitching up the hole and trying to patch it together, they just take it out completely and attach this tendon in there. And then then they use some stem cells to stimulate the growth that will attach itself to the bone.
Okay. I haven't heard anything of that nature as it relates to Aaron Rodgers. What has been bandied and talked about, and thank you, Don, for calling from Birmingham, one of the procedures that they've talked about is a new procedure, which is like some zip procedure. I ain't going to sit here and get all medical, but they said that they've utilized a different procedure. I don't believe that they went into Aaron Rodgers' thigh and plugged something from his thigh into his leg. The last time I heard any such a thing, it was for a quarterback who almost lost his leg completely, and that was Alex Smith. They carved out a part of that dude's leg, and they actually recreated his calf. I don't think for Aaron Rodgers' Achilles that they pretty much did the same thing, but I ain't no doctor, but I don't think that's the case. I think if they went into his quad, I think we would have heard about it. Maybe. I could be wrong. Aaron Rodgers is jogging. He's trying to make it back to practice in 2 weeks. Yeah. Doesn't sound like a guy who had his leg cut open, or at least from his thigh. Wild stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Aaron Rodgers is about to be 40 on December 2nd, 3 months after his Achilles surgery. He's trying to come back and play. Meanwhile, there's a 40, almost 50-year-old quarterback who won 7 Super Bowls. He ain't coming back to play, but he's pretty much told everybody, hey, this product that you got on the field right now, oh, it sucks. It's Tom Brady. Tom Brady calling the NFL, the quality of play, mediocre. We're going to hear it out of his own mouth. We're going to get to more of your calls. We'll talk more football and basketball and baseball and whatever the hell you want to talk about. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We all know cats are intelligent. Felix Cat Insurance was able to secretly record 2 cats on a hidden microphone. Let's listen in.
Did you hear the one about the 3 dogs at the park?
That's old, like 4 lives ago. But did you hear about the new pet insurance just for cats from felixcatinsurance.com?
Of course. What do I look like, a dog?
When you're coughing up a furball. Yes. Listen, Felix Cat Insurance plans start at under $1 per day and are as unique as you and me. They call it whisker-to-tail protection.
Even furballs?
Even that. Remember the last time you had a furball? I made a TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, well, that's good. Wait, you're on social media?
There you have it. Felix Cat Insurance. Customizable coverage exclusively for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. FelixCatInsurance.com. Get it? Meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. For all terms and limitations, visit FelixCatInsurance.com/terms.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Is your inbox overflowing with Black Friday deals? The deal you won't want to miss is Blinds.com's biggest event all year. Save up to 50% site-wide at the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. For over 25 years, Blinds.com has provided a better way to buy window treatments. 100% online, so there's no showroom markups or waiting hours to get a quote from pushy salespeople. And you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com's upfront pricing. From premium shades, blinds, shutters, and more, DIY, or let us handle measure and installation for you. Plus, get a free consultation with our Blinds.com design experts, always ready to help you make the perfect selection. They'll even ship free samples right to your door. No matter how many windows you have, installation is one low cost, and every purchase is backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday sale now. Get up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.